Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today I want to talk about a question that I got on blockchain shaping the future of creativity and productivity. And my answer might be a little bit surprising because my answer is that it won't. It can't. Not by itself. So that's what we're going to talk about today. If you like what you hear, there are links in the show notes to explore a ton of other stuff that I have for you. So go and check it out, all the things. Make sure you send me your thoughts, questions, ideas as well. You can hit me up on all the socials and let me know what you're thinking and what you want to know more about. What can I address for you? So let's talk about this. It's a very simple question, and it's one that I see all the time and that people, they show off on at conferences and in videos and things like that. How do you see blockchain shaping the future of creativity and productivity? And the answer that they expected was probably, oh yeah, blockchain is going to shape the future of creativity and productivity. And I'm here to say, no, it won't. No technology by itself can change society, can change culture, can change how we use money, can change how we express creativity and productivity. Why? It's the people that do it. It's the people. And I feel there's not enough emphasis on people in the Web3 and crypto, well, and frankly, AI space, now that we kind of lump those all together. What blockchain does is it's an enabler, right? Unless you've got a Roomba, your vacuum is not going to clean your house for you. Exceptions for Roomba and a few others. But for the most part, the vacuum is an enabler. It enables you to clean the house. Blockchain by itself is just a technology. It's just a technology. Even cars these days can drive themselves, but you have to tell it where to go. A human being has to have an intention, a direction, something they want to change, something they want to do. So it's the individual empowered by blockchain and by decentralized apps that will shape the future of their own unique creativity and productivity, and thereby change the shape of the future of creativity and productivity at large. Make sense? It's about the individual. And when you have a whole lot of individuals and you empower them to take back their economic destiny, and each of those individuals now has the ability to alter how they create and how they monetize their creativity and productivity and time and attention. When you give them the total freedom to do that, they are going to reshape the way that their time, attention, creativity, and productivity is used, the way it's monetized. What will they do? They might even create things you've never even thought could be created. They might produce things you never thought could be produced. Because now they're really free to fully monetize it. Now their economic destiny is fully empowered. And each individual at first will use that to reshape their own life, and in doing so will reshape the landscape of creativity and productivity at large. It's a ripple effect out from individuals and the aggregate of these empowered individuals taking back their economic destiny. That is what's gonna look like when you see it in the big picture, and you're gonna say, blockchain completely shapes creativity and productivity, is what you'll say when you look back on it, but that's not what it is. It's individuals, individual human beings taking back their economic power and then using that. Because what do as human beings, what do we have? What is the basis of our economic power? Our time and attention, which are completely finite. Our creativity and our productivity. That's what you make your money with. Those things, time, attention, creativity, and productivity. When I really unleash you with a combination of blockchain infrastructure and decentralized applications and say, here you go, here is complete economic freedom. Here is complete freedom to monetize your time, attention, creativity, and productivity. What will you do with it? Well, you're going to do for yourself first. You're going to monetize the crap out of that. You're going to get on there, and then you're going to find more ways. And you're going to end up creating more ways. But it will be the people that reshape the way that we monetize that. It was a person and a set of people, a set of individuals that created Geode. It did not create itself. It was a set of us individuals that came together and said, you know what we could do? And made it happen. Now that's just a piece of technology. It just enables you to do something. But what the people are going to do with this, I cannot wait to see. Because not only can you use the app suite that's there for total economic freedom, but you can create more apps cheaply and easily and deploy them. And that's where it's really going to get exciting. What other ways are people going to find to empower the individual in their creativity and their productivity and their time and their attention? So it's the people. And I would say to the conferences out there, to the people writing the headlines, to the people speaking on stage, the focus on the people is as important, if not more important, than the focus on the technology. Because you can make technology all day long. And if nobody's using it, it doesn't matter. If it's not enabling the human experience to new levels, why are we here? It's about the people. I can't repeat that enough. It's about the people. It's about setting people free and letting individuals take back their economic destiny. And when you do that, man, I can't wait to see what they do with it. So that's my somewhat odd answer. And if you put me on stage, that's what I'm going to talk about. That's one of the things I would like to talk about. You know, the importance of the individual and the monumental potential of humanity as a whole when you put these technologies in their hands. That is what is going to reshape the future. So that's my opinion. That's what I think. That's my answer. It's going to be very exciting to watch how this all unfolds over the next 10, 20, 30 years. We are just at the beginning. So send me your thoughts, questions, ideas. I love it. Let me know what you want me to address, and I will. I may not answer it the way you think I might, but I hope you'll enjoy it all the same. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.